Hello, innovators. I'm Todd Wyant, and welcome to the Bridging the Gap podcast presented by Applied Software Gray Tech Group. You're invited to join our conversation to model the future of construction innovation and the digital transformation adventure of this great industry. Hope you are enjoying the Christmas holiday season and getting some well-earned rest with family and friends. This is a special episode today. Over the last 3 years, we have written several ebooks centered on the themes that reoccur throughout our conversations on this podcast. Today, we are releasing a special audio version of one of those ebooks. You are able to download a copy of the full ebook at bridgingthegappod.com/resources. Hope you enjoy.
You're listening to A Guide to Construction Innovation, Establishing a Mindset for Future Growth by Carol Dunn and Todd Wyant. Read for you by Todd Wyant and Eric Daniel.
Introduction. Innovation. It gets thrown around so often today that it can tend to make people just brace for some pie-in-the-sky vision that is not grounded in practical reality. However, innovation is the lifeblood of reality. The simple fact is, without innovation, we would not be able to do anything in society. Innovation comes in all forms, and the best ones are the ones grounded in a practical reality, because without that, it simply doesn't work. So, I am on a mission to reclaim the word innovation and bring it back to its proper place. My battlefield is the construction industry. It's a place where, at first glance, innovation does not seem to appear all that often. I argue, though, that is a misread of the industry. From my vantage point, hosting the award-winning Bridging the Gap podcast presented by Applied Software, I talk to brilliant and passionate construction innovators throughout the industry on a weekly basis. This is an exciting time to be part of the construction industry. Not only do we have innovators trying to help push the industry forward, but the time and technology are ripe for construction to lead the way over the next decade. This is the place to be if you like innovation, technology, and a society-shaping industry. Every week on Bridging the Gap, I end the show by asking my guests, what does innovation mean to you? I have been fascinated with the wide-ranging and thought-provoking responses. This audiobook contains an ode to some of those themes. So, what does innovation mean to you? Keep innovating.
Chapter 1. Not trying is the real failure. Innovation is a willingness to change and adapt to the changes around you. Tom Stem. Innovation. Innovation is tied to the concept of constantly learning how you think differently, solve problems, and do things differently. Key features of an innovative mindset are making the attempts to prove and being willing to learn. The most innovative among us have an attitude of experimentation. Although the number of options sometimes seems overwhelming, those options can be narrowed down by a mindset of evaluating, then adopting. First, identify the technology that is right for your company, then adopt. The industry has historically been labor-intensive and labor-driven, with about half the cost of construction still tied to labor. Look for the positive ways that tech can change your business processes. Even though the evaluation may be daunting, it is important. In addition, figure out how to integrate new tech with your existing tech stack. Bluntly put, your company either grows or it dies. And it is the same for the individuals that make up that company. If you are not growing, you are wasting your potential. Look for the potential inside yourself and try to be the best version of yourself. When it comes to innovation, part of the hesitancy is a fear of failure. Not many company owners feel like they have the cash reserve to suffer through a failure, no matter how small. Yet, innovators are willing to flip the script on what it means to fail. Many successful business owners can describe the lessons they have learned from their failures. Sometimes you have to allow yourself to fail. In your failures, you can find success. Remember, it took years of iterations and failures until the light bulb was deemed a successful invention. The construction industry is famous for grinding it out, doing the hard work, and having the grit to find ways to do something better. Innovation is one of those ways. Every company has a tech stack that it relies upon, whether it includes a fax machine, an email, or full-blown artificial intelligence. The way your tech stack compares to other industries might be a result of barriers that have prevented your company from adopting more technology. Construction as a whole has seemed to lag behind the trends of other industries when it comes to technology innovation. Comparing construction to manufacturing, we see that manufacturing went through an entire upheaval, putting assembly lines into place and going through a complete industrial revolution in order to increase the production of its workforce to meet consumer demand. As companies follow each other in adopting technology, a bonus effect will be that ultimately the business processes and best practices for workflows industry-wide will see improvement. The construction industry will eventually make a tremendous impact on production globally by automating. Creating a more automated operating environment and eliminating low-value repetitive activities allow personnel to focus on more value-added activities to serve the company. Growth mindset. Be the change you want to see in the world. Perhaps it is time for you to make a shift in your perspective. Challenge yourself to change your mindset away from the status quo. This is the way we have been running the business for 50 years. Why change now? The germane question is, if not now, when will the time be right? Construction is primed to take advantage of the innovation and technology that have spilled over into the AEC industry. To evaluate your technology prospects, you must decide whether technology adoption is an expense to you or an investment. The evaluation and implementation of tech in construction remain low because many business owners still have the mindset that tech is a cost, not an investment. However, when you view tech as an investment on which you receive a return, then you can track that return once the tech is implemented. In light of innovation, asking different questions about your business processes will lead you to interesting conclusions. One of your conclusions may be to automate yourself out of working so hard. Once a process is automated, you never have to do that manually again, making your entire workflow more productive and your life easier. Automation helps overcome the fatigue people are experiencing in the industry. Shifts in an innovative mindset that benefit construction companies. Modularity and materials innovation. Assembly-based construction. Standardization and establishing consistency. The ultimate target for innovation should be completing more projects on schedule and within budget. Tech innovations can make that goal accessible. Chapter 2. Embrace a willingness to change. Collaborate and stay curious. Maya Lee. Innovation. Innovation is most common when your back is against the wall, when you have made a mistake, or when you need help. Then we look to tech to solve our challenges. We cannot always predict how technology is going to affect us or the world. It changes how we do things. Planning for the future at least helps companies focus. On a project, everyone is trying to do the best they can. All the stakeholders are trying to accomplish the best end result to construct the best product. That is where collaboration is important. Architects care about and take an interest in technological innovations. They care about new and better materials. Innovations like better components and superior building products. It may have been difficult to shift from AutoCAD to Revit for building information modeling, but it has steadily been taking place. There is even increased adoption of generative design. Using generative design, you do not have to wait until a project is built to learn which portions of the design needed to be adjusted. You can learn from one iteration of a design to the next. A computer can sift through the data in a way and speed that manual calculations just cannot match. Computer-generated design can accomplish the non-creative tasks that every job needs. Massing, setbacks, sun exposure, parking lot layouts, wind analysis, bathroom plans. This allows the architect to unleash their creativity for other parts of the design. If you can get the general contractor, i.e., someone who really understands how the building is going to be built, to the table early in the design process, you can save a lot of headaches later. It helps when the guy on site cares about how the building looks and works. Although collaboration may make some people feel vulnerable, it ends up resulting in a better project. As a collaborative effort, even after the project is finished, you can assemble the different stakeholders and review what went well and which processes would benefit if they were adjusted. Despite an architect trying to learn from one project to the next, in reality, there is not much time from one project to the next to reflect on lessons learned. Although a recap of this project and revisiting decisions sounds like a good idea, most architects have moved on to the next project long before the one in progress wraps up. However, it is critical to make yourself take the self-reflecting time, even for a few minutes, to debrief and learn for the next project. Growth mindset. From an architect's perspective, a building project is a labor of love, and an architect develops a connection to it. The architect may work on a building model for 2, 3, or even 5 years before the general contractor commences work. The 3D model starts with the architects and engineers, and it involves hundreds of decisions, including why something needs to be done in a certain way. Projects are usually designed a certain way for a reason. It is good to learn new things. For architects as well as everyone else involved in AEC, if you are always curious, you can develop an understanding of how relevant technology works. It is a good practice to set aside the time each month to investigate tech. For all of us who think there has to be a better way to do this, we are usually right. The key is finding new and creative ways to keep projects on track and moving forward. Chapter 3, Adapt or Die. Technology adoption is no longer a bandwagon you jump on. It's a race. Jim Tavernelli. Innovation. Estimates are that 20% of companies are using industrialized construction. If your company is not part of that 20%, remember that a number of your competitors are. Those who are not yet are relying on things that worked 20 years ago. They may be too busy to implement changes. They may be getting by and happy with that rather than innovating to get better. If you want to build an innovation-centric business, something you can do today for your company's future outlook is consider the trends: 3D design, collaborative models, data-driven decision-making. A characteristic of an innovation-centric company is considering these things and evaluating how you can use them to create more opportunities and revenue streams. It is an elevated way of thinking. Standardization in the industry comes from this type of forward thinking. Repeatable processes make tasks scalable, which is significant and powerful. As an example, consider the car manufacturing process. Manufacturers do not start a car on the assembly line without knowing how the end product is going to turn out. They do not redesign it in the middle of the build. There is an educational component in industrialized construction. Changing an internal process requires consistency and repetition. You should also seek outside partnerships that will empower you to transition and productize. Do not forget about the importance of collaboration for your company going forward. For a majority of the industry, communication among companies is currently disjointed. You might contrast that to the way we are learning to communicate in our personal, digitally mobile lives. Growth mindset. You can invest in your company's culture and employees by creating an open and trusting environment. Encourage individuals to be part of the changes and even a driving force behind your strategy. In order to build on their creativity, you can get feedback from everyone involved and learn what their technology passions are. Rather than being a threat, technology is an opportunity to automate mundane parts of a job. Involvement in the process helps people shift their mindset. Business owners and managers should be mindful of leading their company into the future and having it remain relevant. Otherwise, it may not survive. It is important to know who your true customer is. Is it the permitting agency, or the architect, or the contractors? For many companies, the customer is actually the trade contractors. That said, maybe it is time to figure out what you can do to make that customer's job experience better. Sometimes that can be done by improving job estimates and bids. You can also mitigate risk for them, reducing job waste and reduce the gamble of over or under purchasing materials. When we look at construction collaboration, one company does not have to lose in order for another company to win. Increasingly, there's a win-win scenario. Collaboration can result in less combativeness and less confrontation. It has been proven to bring value to the people and companies you are working with. Chapter 4, Becoming Comfortable with Being Uncomfortable. To truly embrace innovation, you must try new things and learn to be uncomfortable. Mike Buckowitz. Innovation. The construction industry changes lives, and that is something everyone in a construction-related firm can be proud of. Not every industry can say that. We need to do more of saying what we mean, not just in face-to-face conversation, but in emails as well. Advances in technology are lowering barriers and making it easier to collaborate. When you collaborate or work together to solve a problem, you can keep people in front of problems rather than being in a constant state of reacting to problems. Innovators who are proponents of technology are in their own space. Often, they are isolated. But they get frustrated when they put a lot of time into evaluating an innovation only to have their supervisor show little to no interest in considering the long-term benefits, only the short-term cost. A useful component to a successful business is using innovation as a way to experience small, measured failures. things that teach you how to succeed in the long run. If something does not work according to plans, you will nearly always learn something from it. Reserve the things that you absolutely cannot afford to fail at. Then choose processes to adjust that will not wreck the company if you do fail at them. In this way, you can catch little problems before they become disasters. Just keep in mind that a return on tech investment is hardly ever immediate. It is more like putting your money in a savings account. You do not get all the interest on your investment immediately. Growth mindset. Putting people first in a business is bringing humanity back into the construction industry. Something that has not been done much in the past is communicating equally among all teams. Over the years, negative habits have developed in terms of a hierarchy of personnel. There was the boss at the top of the ladder, people such as engineers on the middle rungs, and then there were the field workers at the bottom of the ladder, with everything falling on their heads. Although that is the way things have been done, it is not necessarily the way they should have been done. One key to a successful business is when no one is above anyone else in importance. This gives people the psychological safety to speak up and say what they need to say. Sometimes inexperienced people can bring good ideas to the construction project. Essential human skills are developed when the company's culture motivates and empowers them. Sure, technological skills and certifications are vitally important, but you have got to develop people within the company to get them to go faster, work harder, and keep the business moving forward. The central values of the company provide the why for employees to go to work every day. Celebrate small victories, have conversations, encourage your innovators, and enable them to be successful. Take some time to redefine what failure of a process means to your company. Oftentimes, the true failure results from not even trying to improve an inefficient process that is costing you time and money. Chapter 5. Leverage tech innovation and industry trends. Leverage tech innovation and industry trends to build market share. Tahira Ali. Innovation. Growth in the construction industry is not all about data. It is about the insights you can gain from that data. You can collect lots of information, but what do you do with it? Leveraging data presents the greatest potential for innovation in the industry. In the specialty trades, contractors can benefit from leveraging technical innovations and industry trends. The company benefits when its leaders determine its strengths and weaknesses. Once you determine what you do very well, you can leverage those strengths. For some companies, harnessing and leveraging data can be a golden opportunity to thrive. Investigate and invest in new streams of revenue, whether it is prefabrication or modular construction or some other innovation. Fine-tuning processes and productivity are a solid avenue to increasing market share. Culture and strategy go hand in hand. As you fine-tune your culture and strategy, provide opportunities for your staff to work smarter and optimize workflows. Growth mindset. While construction does not appeal to everyone, bringing awareness, education, and implementation strategies to specialty contractors can empower them and build up the trades community. Having an excellent culture can bring success, even for small companies. So it is important for your employees to be aware of your company's core values. Your core values can help you in recruiting top talent. Seek out conversations with different perspectives and different viewpoints. Everyone has a style of receiving and processing information. There is a lot to be gained by understanding other people's perspectives. And when these new recruits have joined your workforce, someone needs to be there for them if they are struggling, whether they are brand new or if they have been promoted to a new position that requires a whole new skill set. No one wants to look like they do not know what they are doing, especially if they have been promoted to management. Be sure the public is aware of what your company stands for. What do people see when they visit your website? There should be information there that they can identify with, particularly the type of prospective employees you are interested in attracting. Give people an opportunity to reach out and engage with your company. Give them a chance to identify with you, and in return, they may envision being a part of your organization. If you want to attract people with good character, be sure to portray that in the information that you put out to the public. It is important to be authentic and meet people where they are at. When bringing people into your industry, leverage the voices of diverse backgrounds. Having many perspectives and voices at the table can make a big difference. It builds stronger companies. Chapter 6, Keeping an Eye Toward the Future. The sky's the limit with the trades. Shante Hall. Innovation. MEP, mechanical, electrical, and plumbing, is a great industry with exciting technology innovations that can make the job more interesting and motivating. There is a full spectrum of possibilities for specialty trade workers. You can implement as much or as little technology as you would like. The sky really is the limit. You can work for someone 9 to 5, or you can own your own business. As a nation, we are more educated than ever. It is trendy to look for a career with regular work hours, a work-life balance, and stability. All of these, and more, are available in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades. You may already be aware that the wages for trades workers are above the national average for careers. America was built on the MEP trades, and the trades are facing change overnight. MEP trade workers were considered essential personnel during the pandemic, yet plumbers, electricians, and HVAC workers are sometimes considered second-rate construction citizens. That narrative around the trades was developed long ago by people outside the professions. People in the trades are resilient and have adapted well to these unprecedented times. If ever there were a time to be appreciative of the job opportunities that exist in the trades, it is now. We need to be encouraging people to take advantage of the trades' career opportunities nationwide and to speak out about the fascinating prospects. Growth mindset. Since they are, on the whole, a humble group, workers in the MEP trades have not related their success stories very well over the years. They do their job and generally do not feel the need to brag about it. If it is true that you are a walking billboard for your profession, the MEP trades billboard fell into the weeds long ago. Because they do not come across as glamorous professions, they are sometimes snubbed. There are MEP job opportunities now if people are ready to step in. To take advantage of that, more people should be encouraged to get trained at trade schools, starting with high school students. Historically, the push by guidance counselors has been towards a college education. However, to equip students with the skills to get jobs now, that emphasis needs to shift towards trade schools. When people are looking for a job nowadays, basically most available jobs are in the trades. The trades are indeed facing change, and one of those changes is from blue collar to new collar. Chapter 7, Innovation Goes Beyond Technology Alone. When you look at a process and figure out how you could do it differently and more efficiently moving into the future, that is the beginning of innovation. Mallory Brody. Innovation. Innovation is going far beyond technology. It is looking at what you do today and how you can do that better in the future. Anything from business processes to technology implementation. There is a wealth of ways you can put innovation into action. Brainstorm around how your business can get better without adding personnel. How could you do things more efficiently or differently day to day? Construction companies have options beyond adopting technology. As companies and projects are being adjusted, technology is being adopted that makes sense for businesses. Many manual activities are moving to a digital platform. Examples of tech that is used for business includes more mobile applications that can be used on a job site. Project managers and field workers are getting access to project information while they are in the field or traveling. That is important to productivity because they cannot effectively manage a project while sitting in an office. Ease of use is key to people and teams on construction projects. An app can become overly complicated when software companies try to squeeze into it all of the features a company's teams might need someday, maybe. At that point, it usually has become more difficult to learn and use than staff are willing to invest into its use. Sometimes the best app is the one that does not have all the features, simply the most useful ones. A couple of pain points in construction are labor forecasting and construction resource planning. When the market is hot, when skilled labor is busy, mistakes that are made by using manual data entry and gut feel can be absorbed. However, it is during the most challenging times when the metrics and historical data matter most. It becomes more important to retain talent and more critical to understand overhead, aka the bench cost, of your labor force. That is the time when you need to match up people who are not busy, benched, with projects that need staff. Construction companies also need to make the connections among a customer relationship management database, CRM, a human resources database, and a project management system. The connections are complicated, and maybe because of that, the data is priceless. Software solutions that can marry those business systems can make a real difference for construction companies. And the more team members those companies have, resulting in even more complexity, the more critical those software apps are. Growth mindset. We are learning that construction companies are more interested in technology than was commonly believed and reported, despite having it, for all practical purposes, forced upon them in 2020. Construction companies are reportedly discovering that going digital is not as overwhelming as they may have first thought. For decades, the construction industry has been all about solving problems in a casual work environment. They are not hesitant to have those candid conversations, and when they do, they can continue to innovate in many ways. As construction companies give feedback about the challenges they have, which tech might solve, the number of solutions that are a good fit for the industry will increase. Going forward, efficiencies and tracking procedures promise to be important emphases for software applications. Chapter 8, Adopt a Growth Mindset. Transforming business to accommodate change is a marathon, not a sprint. It's a career commitment. Stuart Carroll. The construction industry is the fabric of our society, and it is ripe for change. Fortunately, the rewards are big. Everyone is touched by the built environment. And in the long run, we are making the world a better place. Many managers understand that their companies are being disrupted, and they are savvy enough to admit that they might as well roll with it and implement something that could benefit their company in the long run. Digital transformation in the construction industry is slow because the inner workings are complicated. The old way of design, bid, build is in a slow decline and gradually being replaced by design build. Collaboration and prefabrication are also here to stay. There are now factors and trends leading to significant changes in construction. They range from attracting talent to an aging workforce and safety issues. Another old technology is Excel. There are billion-dollar contractors who are still using it as the data backbone of their business. Taking advantage of data and using artificial intelligence are just two ways companies can innovate to solve problems. In the long run, these innovations are helping the construction industry improve the quality of life. Owners want real-time info. That owner pressure could be moving the industry forward in the right direction. After the 2008 recession, owners began to ask for more than the cost of a project. They wanted assurance that the cost was accurate. Since financing was more difficult to obtain, companies had to become more competitive. Data is part of that competitive formula. Construction is a milestone-driven industry that creates a lot of data. Historically, companies have not done much, if anything, with that data. Those days are gone. It is time to collect the data that goes into the milestones and calculate how the company performed against the estimate. Not simply the financial bottom line, but the labor, schedule, and everything else around the job. Historically, the data captured by technology tools has been proprietary. But the cloud computing movement and open data architecture are moving us away from that. Growth mindset. Companies are increasingly in pursuit mode, but in order to win work, you have to be lean and efficient. One key to winning projects is by having data at your fingertips. By leveraging big data, we can develop more certainty around the schedule and cost. If we get involved in the project earlier, we can take part in the discussion about not only completing it on time and within budget, but building it better. Being intentional and getting employees to embrace an innovative growth mindset are ingredients in the recipe for a construction company's success with technology implementation. We already have tried and true methods. They may not be efficient, but we know they work. So as an industry, at least we have had something that works for us, and projects continue to get built. Partly due to that, companies are hesitant to take risks, which may be the root cause of resisting change. When we can see the risks as lower than the rewards, then we will see tech adoption on the uptick. Even in today's business climate, companies that are adaptable are holding their own or growing. You cannot become irrelevant and remain in business. Chapter 9, addressing one pain point at a time. If a job seems too hard, then you're not using the right tool. Michael Reuter. Innovation. Whether you are moving files or have a more complicated workflow that you would like to simplify, sometimes there is just not a good tool out there that addresses your company's specific needs. In that situation, you may wonder if it is time to enlist a specialist to provide you with custom software. Customization services may have a bad reputation as being expensive, which is a subjective term. If your workflow issues are ultimately solved, then your input of resources will be worth it. Customization, which is not just for the big companies out there, becomes cost-effective when you can automate a process from taking hours to taking just minutes. If a process is frustrating or painful, it can be improved. Take these steps to decide if it is time for a customization tool to improve a workflow in your company. 1. Perform an honest self-evaluation within your company. Determine your company's weaknesses. Brainstorm ways a frustrating process in your company could be improved. 2, note your labor-intensive, repetitive tasks. Find the obvious processes that cause your staff to groan when they need to be performed. 3, focus on the processes sapping your productivity. How much time could you save if a problematic process were automated? 4, identify one specific problem you would like to address, then get the company buy-in to develop a tool to address it. If management wants a cost-benefit analysis, that is easier to show when you address one pain point. Maybe your staff enjoys managing projects, but not managing data. For instance, menial tasks like moving files around. The more places files need to be backed up, the more time can be saved on that one process alone. As an example, whether it involves moving files to update them or performing backups, many companies find they lose hours of precious staff time each day managing those file transfers. The pain is so widespread among a surprising variety of industries, from construction companies to legal firms, the specialized software tool 360 Sync was developed to address it. Growth mindset. If you feel too close to a problem to diagnose it, then it will be helpful to bring in a partner who can take an unbiased look at your everyday processes. Another benefit of this is the insight an outside partner can have about other companies that have had experiences similar to yours. If you can improve on a workflow process by even 10%, the savings will add up. And the more labor you can save, the faster you can get a return on your investment. When you repair the time-wasting processes that are sapping your productivity, when you automate repetitive tasks that no one enjoys, then your teams can have more time for creative problem solving. When employees enjoy their jobs, they are naturally more productive. Chapter 10, connecting the dots. Innovation is the ability to connect dots in order to create something that was either not possible in the past or that people thought was impossible. Samir Merchant. Innovation. While some things may seem impossible at first, if we can connect the dots and bring about a change that was previously thought of as impossible, that is successful innovation. The historical methods of manually handling drawings and changes invariably led to things falling through the cracks when data got out of sync. The result was issues that required repairs or retrofits and caused cost overruns and schedule delays on nearly every construction project. There is technology today that is being embraced widely, for instance, cell phones and online virtual meetings. Mobile devices are popular, and there are applications that are being used on mobile devices. So it is possible that if you have the right value proposition, people in construction are capable and willing to embrace technology solutions. Construction software leader Autodesk has made a commitment to making collaboration simple and helping architects, engineers, and construction teams remain resilient. Connected construction is a critical part of that. Keeping data in sync across multiple teams is a challenge that technology can rise to meet. Workflows need to connect with each other. A seamless data flow will result in a cohesive user experience that benefits from a central data hub. The possibilities include sophisticated processes like automatic clash detection. Using the cloud environment eliminates the need to duplicate efforts and manually synchronize designs. If the architect revises information so the job site is always working from the latest information, potential change orders can be sent to owners for approval and transmitted easily and seamlessly. The emphasis is on the entire workflow. As some companies now have the ability to shift away from working from the same physical location, seamless collaboration is imperative. Moving forward, there will be a premium on efficient collaboration and knowing the data you're working on is the right data. Growth mindset. Is the construction industry not adopting technology because companies and workers are just stubborn? The data collected on a job can help you get smarter, better, faster, and more efficient on the next project. There should be more than the question, did we make a profit? There is much more you can pull from the project details. Having access to the massive amount of data that we now have on a construction project makes you a lot more intelligent and gives you insights into the project. As that data comes together, you can look at it from different angles. One good example is your ability to tap into it and study risk factors and cost factors. You can mitigate those risks before they become larger issues. Although the amount of data may seem overwhelming, things can surface that are actionable. Implementing technology gives you a valuable competitive advantage and also allows you to be more resilient when disruptions happen. Around the world, companies are reconfiguring the way they conduct business, and it will likely never return to the way it used to be. Chapter 11, tie it to the real world. Technology in construction is not an island unto itself. It becomes embedded in every process, every structure, every portion of a business. Peyton Kringley. Innovation. Construction is at the heart of America, and it is bordering on the dawn of another great industrial revolution. With so much tech coming on, there is a strong potential for construction to look and act radically more efficient in the next 10 years. A lot more people are latching onto and buying into that vision to create systems of the highest and best use. It is exciting to envision a world where the construction industry adopts operations similar to related industries like manufacturing. Technology creates pathways for that at a much higher rate. Growth mindset. The difficulties of technology adoption in the construction industry result from different cross-sections of people and their attitudes toward technology. Interest, confidence, and approval. The full range of these attitudes exists in the industry, from the enthusiasts to pragmatists to skeptics. People use cell phones every day, but no one thinks of those people as techies. Cell phones have simply become a part of their lives. We all understand being impatient when working on something. Using construction technology as an example, people who are just learning may want to throw the iPad out the window. That is partly because they have not had enough exposure to the technology. They have lived their entire life doing things in a certain way. Then, suddenly, this tidal wave of exponential growth in technology causes them to be, in some cases, forced to use it. For some, there will be interest. Interest. Some people in a company just naturally have high interest in technology. Their attitude is important, and they need to be allowed to explore technology and experiment with its limitations. Those are the visionaries, the enthusiasts that are ready to break down silos within the company. They are on the theoretical end of the spectrum, and they see what is on the horizon, the inevitable. The doubling of processing power every 18 months is a huge driver of technology. Some people are excited about the opportunity to innovate, make their lives easier, and make the lives of people around them easier. Interest leads to confidence. Confidence. Confident people are excited for technology, and they are secure enough to use it. They believe it has utility. You have got to put people in situations where they can succeed in order for them to become confident. They need help crossing the tech barrier because they do not yet know what innovation is important. They also may be nervous that they will break something if they try it. They may not have the competency to feel like they do. Once they are shown the different functionalities and features, it can give them that measure of security they need. They also need to be assured that they are smarter than they think they are. For instance, you may have field experts that have been in the construction business for 40 plus years, growing in their knowledge. Yet they find it hard to believe that they can use a mobile device to make that job easier. The potential is there for them to become confident using tech at some level. Confidence leads to approval. Approval is basically buying into the process voluntarily. Good coaches get their players to buy in regardless of the details. If I buy into it, then I can sell it to my coworkers. It may help you guide your company's journey in the construction industrial revolution once you understand the attitudes of your staff towards technology.
Conclusion. Hopefully, after listening to this audiobook, you are finding yourself as encouraged as I am that construction innovation is alive, well, and practical. Hard work is required, but nothing worthwhile ever comes without hard work. If you are willing to challenge existing processes and try something new for the sake of breaking down barriers to succeed and moving forward toward a more successful future, then you just might be an innovator.
About the authors, Todd Wyant. Todd is the director of creative marketing at Applied Software. He hosts Bridging the Gap podcast, voted best construction podcast of 2020 by Construction Junkie Readers, where he uncovers the latest trends in construction and MEP. Todd seeks out enlightening conversations with industry experts who are changing the technological landscape. Engaging a full spectrum of voices, he champions an industry dialogue that supports companies as they try new things, advance, and thrive. He is on a mission to embrace and share the innovations transforming the construction landscape. Carol Dunn. Carol is a professional writer. She joined the Applied Software Marketing team in 2018 after 26 years with the top-ranked Autodesk Authorized Training Center in North America, what is now the Denver Metro-based Applied Software office. She began working in the CAD industry in 1992 when AutoCAD was one of only a few products Autodesk marketed. She has held most of the positions a small business requires of management, including GM, sales, accounting, tech support, customer service, and sometimes the janitor.
We hope you have enjoyed this audio production of A Guide to Construction Innovation, Establishing a Mindset for Future Growth. If you are interested in learning more, you can visit our sponsor, Applied Software, at ASTI.com for more information. You can listen to the Bridging the Gap podcast by simply going to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, be sure to check out our website, bridgingthegappod.com. As always, I'm Todd Wyant, thanking you for joining us on the Bridging the Gap podcast. Keep innovating. This audiobook was written, read, directed, and produced by Todd Wyant. Written by Carol Dunn. Read, edited, and produced by Eric Daniel. Bridging the Gap is an Applied Software production. Copyright Applied Software 2022.